Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning into the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal for the handles is at Q's Militia. Go there. Join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. Joe, when you twist it, dude, it just is not the same.
I know.
When you twist it. With a twist-off bottle beer.
They only have the aluminum cans. Or the aluminum bottles.
That's pathetic. It was not even a valiant effort. Your microphone's up here. You could have at least put it to the mic. I mean, I'm just saying.
I didn't want to be too loud.
Oh, he's already disappointing us, folks. Welcome. Happy Friday. Happy freaking Friday. It's about time. Look, this is the live call-in show. I'm gonna send the social drop here for you to call with the number here in a second.
Yeah.
And please do, not that you can hear me right now, but if you don't, this would be very awkward. I'm just saying. Could you agree with that, Joe?
Yeah, I would 100% agree.
It's a little awkward. Okay.
If you don't, then no one will ever be hearing this, so.
Basically. So, anyway, hey, look, go back. We had James on last night. What a freaking fantastic time with James and Tyler the past two nights. Those guys never disappoint, and I know we don't like have this wide array of guests. It's because they're always so good. If I want to talk football, we talk to Tyler. If we want to talk basketball, we bring James on, and it works perfect every time. And they like us back, which is amazing. So anyway, those shows are available. If we could have had those guys on all week, hell, we probably would have. Hell, Tyler and James probably would have. Anyway, hey, there's not a ton of news to get to.
What's the coronavirus update?
There's a coronavirus update, and I'm not doing those. I don't think we're doing coronavirus updates, Joe.
Well, has your situation changed? Because they basically there's a state of emergency thing that came over our phones now for the county that I live in. So we're pretty much on lockdown starting.
What?
Yeah. Oh, public safety alert. Stay home.
I felt like it was getting better. I'm seeing more cars on the road. I don't know. I thought things were looking up. No, not so much, huh? Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it might even stop the finishing of the roof in Syracuse for the dome.
Oh, I know. There were some non-essential workers that were.
And they already. I mean, they already say that we don't even know if there is going to be football. So I mean, we don't really know.
That's 5 months down the road. What an absurd statement.
Well,
5 months away.
We can only hope. But I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying
hopefully it's deemed essential to get a roof completed.
You would think so. If you didn't notice, if you did look inside the dome with the roof off, you would see everything's boarded up from the top of the stairs back on every level. So, try to keep the weather out of, those areas and stuff. So it is kind of essential. I would say. Yeah. And it's a private college. If that was a state college, that roof would be going on right now. And you know that for a fact. So that's what pisses me off. But anyway, look, are you looking for people for your company? If you're not now, you might be soon. But Here's the thing. You can go to LinkedIn. The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find the next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role fast. LinkedIn has 675 million members worldwide, and I can bet you now it's bigger than that. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the people you want to hire, people with skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help you grow your business. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds with LinkedIn, and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just visit LinkedIn.com/team. Again, that's LinkedIn.com/team. Get the $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply. Check those out at LinkedIn.com. All right, Joe.
Yeah.
It's time. So we haven't put the tweet out. So I'm going to put the tweet out right now. Do you got anything? Do you got anything right now?
Are we going to go over the movie bracket?
Oh, we're absolutely going to at least do that, whether or not people call. But I need to. I need my fingers and eyes so I can put this tweet out and these posts out. So I did start Tropic Thunder. I didn't mention this on the show last night. We talked about it after, didn't we?
Yes.
I forgot to mention it, right? Okay. So I did start Tropic Thunder. I'm not done with it yet, but I've got about a half an hour left, maybe less now. Actually, it's more like 17 minutes, I think. But it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. And I bet you it's funnier like the second time you watch it, because there's a character in there. I mean, I'm almost done with the movie. There's a character in there that I didn't even know was in there. And I'm, you know what, Joe, you know what's funny is that I was looking at this guy going, how is this guy not somebody I recognize? I'm like, because he's like kind of a main role and he's a good actor. He seems like a good actor. And I'm like, how is this guy not someone famous as well?
Because you got this star-studded cast. Who is this guy? I've never seen this guy before, right?
Yes. Like, yeah. Like, why is this guy in nothing else? Right. Exactly. And come to find out, I mean, can we say it's not a spoiler, really, is it?
No.
It's not a spoiler. It's Tom Cruise. I couldn't believe it when Joe told me today. He's like, did you find Tom Cruise? And I'm like, no. No, not at all. So, anyways, I thought that was pretty cool. But the movie's pretty damn funny. I mean, there's some pretty funny parts. There's some Ben Stiller sometimes has got some cheese ball moments, but the what is it? Simple Jack?
What? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's so...
Yeah, if you go back and when you watch it the second time, especially if you get a chance to watch it straight through instead of like different nights.
Yeah.
You always catch more the second time too, right? So
sure, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's definitely better the second time around with Tom Cruise's character. Knowing that it's him.
Yeah, I mean, I almost want to rewind it and watch more of it because it's weird. Because Tom Cruise is not a big guy. This guy looked big. They must just do some camera magic with him. Or something. I have no idea.
Oh, but I think they put like there's a bodysuit and they do his whole face and everything, his head, you know what I mean?
Cause yeah, because he's got a, everything. Yeah, so, yeah, he's bald and he's got glasses on and he looks like, you know, a movie mogul, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty hilarious. So, anyway, I thought that was funny. All right, so the posts are made to social media, but while we're waiting, Joe, let's do this. So we had the results from the first, second round. Which was the comedy region and the... Wait, what was it? The comedy region and the 90s region. We did that side first, okay? Did you take a look at the results?
Nah.
Okay, did you vote?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, well, let's do this. Let's give our thoughts on this real quick. One seed Christmas Vacation up against Wedding Crashers. I went Christmas Vacation. I'm sure you did.
No, I went Wedding Crashers.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Wedding Crashers lost. So sorry about that. Sorry about your luck.
I knew they were gonna, but
Here's another one I know you and I probably differ on. 5-seed Groundhog Day versus the 13-seed Dodgeball. You don't know the results of these, right?
No, I do not.
Okay, so you're finding these out live. Okay. 5-seed Groundhog Day, 13-seed Dodgeball. I went 5-seed Groundhog Day. What'd you do?
I went Dodgeball.
Okay. It was close between Facebook and Twitter, but it was Dodgeball. So this one kind of struck me a little bit, especially since I started watching Tropic Thunder. 6-seed Tropic Thunder versus the 3-seed Hangover. Tropic Thunder, I chose the Hangover. What'd you choose?
I went Tropic Thunder.
Okay, you got smoked. Tropic Thunder got absolutely destroyed on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter was 89% to 11%, which is, that's one of the biggest blowouts I think we've seen so far. So, 7-seed Tommy Boy versus Joe's 15-seed Anchorman. Now, I know Joe was probably pulling for Anchorman to just drop dead. He's so sick of hearing about this thing being a 15-seed, it's not even funny. 7-seed Tommy Boy, 15-seed Anchorman Joe. It was 50-50 on Facebook. I actually had to go to Facebook for the tiebreaker. So, which way did you go?
What do you think?
Tommy Boy.
Yes.
I went Anchorman, and Tommy Boy won. They pulled it out on Facebook. So, all right, in the 90s region, Forrest Gump, 1-seed versus 8-seed Braveheart. This was another one that was really just a blowout. 83% to 17% on Twitter for Forrest Gump. Which way did you go?
I went the other way.
You went Braveheart? Really?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Braveheart's like one of my favorite movies.
I love Braveheart, but I mean, I don't know. Forrest Gump, man. Those movies are both really long, too.
Yeah, they are.
Right? I mean, you know. Okay, 5-seed Silence of the Lambs and 4-seed Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan. This wasn't really that close either. I went Saving Private Ryan. Joe, Saving Private Ryan. Okay, that one. Oh, here we go. Let's see what we got here.
Sean?
Yeah, this is Sean and Joe with Cuse Militia. Who's this?
You think this is, man? It's Alex.
Alex?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, no, it's Alex.
What's up, man? Yeah, it's Alex, man. It's his brother.
This is Joe's brother, for anybody who doesn't know. What's up, man? How's it going?
We're good, man.
Are you self-quarantining?
Yes.
So what's up? Have you been voting on the movie bracket?
I have, yeah.
You're a little late to the party, though, Alex. Let's be honest.
How late?
to the movie voting.
I know, dude. I've been voting. I've been on there voting.
Okay. All right. What do you think about Joe's seating?
They're obviously horrible.
Thanks, bud. Thanks.
I mean,
no problem, man.
There's a lot of people who agree with you on that. So definitely.
No, I mean, I don't think they're all horrible, but there's some all right ones, and then there's some not so all right ones.
Do you have some specific examples? Or
number one, why didn't you guys have Scarface in this frickin' thing?
That's a good question. There's a lot of good movies that when you go back through it and you look at them and you're like, well, you know what? We could have had this. We could have had that. And, you know, I agree. Scarface is pretty good. It's a pretty damn good movie.
But, pretty good?
Yeah, hell,
I mean, pretty good.
I missed Dumb and Dumber on the comedy. I missed Bad Boys, I think we missed. I thought it should have been on there.
I think Bad Boys should have been on there, yeah.
At least for the 90s region, so.
All right, well, look, Alex.
We had the
three grad transfers. Or the three transfers, not grad transfers.
Yeah.
Out of Goodine, Jalen Carey, who hasn't been picked up, and Washington, who hasn't been picked up yet either. Out of those three, which one do you think affects the team the most, and which one do you hate to see go the most? Because those were two different answers for me.
I think it's Goodine.
For both?
I think it's Goodine. I think that Goodine could have been a good player for us next year.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are on the same page with that. Right, Joe? I mean,
to be honest with you, I mean, Braswell, I don't think we have a spot for him. I think it's Goodine, you know.
I think Braswell might stay. He's saying he might stay. But you got Goodine, Washington, and Jalen Carey, who, I mean, let's be honest, Jalen hasn't really gotten a fair not that it hasn't been a fair shake, because it's...
Oh, he's been... Yeah, I know. It hasn't been a fair anything, because he keeps getting injured with that hand and stuff, but...
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. He had a hand injury when he missed the Jordan Classic, and then he got hurt again, and... So, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I like...
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I don't think it's great, because like you said, we're guard lacking right now, but it'll end up picking back up. We should be all right.
No, there we go. Somebody who's not that afraid of losing all three yards.
I agree though. Don't you, Joe? I mean, we'll have someone there. We've got, what's his name coming in? Kadari Richmond coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, not that, I mean, he's going to be a little slack on the minutes, obviously, I think, but you know, who knows? He might surprise people. Who the hell knows? So, I mean,
you never know, man.
Yeah.
What do you think about Sidibe's last five games, six games?
I think our dad ended up shutting us up for a minute.
Yeah, I think we both didn't like Sidibe, and now we have to eat crow with that, because dad was definitely on that one.
Yeah,
sure.
I definitely made some Lance Sidibe jokes. But
yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I listened to all your guys' podcasts. You definitely did.
That's okay, though.
Definitely did. Honestly, I wasn't believing him anymore, too. And I'm like, oh, man. Here we go again. He fouled out 10 games straight.
Yeah, I know, you know, right?
But just like what I was going to mention last night with James, I mean, yeah, we were all totally wrong about the North Carolina game, right? But those are the times when we don't care if we're wrong, right? The same thing with Sidibe.
Yeah.
I don't care that I'm wrong. I'm glad, because now it looks like we actually have a legitimate like double-double center that can actually start next year. And not, we won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Honestly, I don't even know what the hell that guy was on, to be honest with you.
Nope.
There was like five, six games, man, he was playing possessed.
I know. And
confidence can do.
Yeah, and that's what we said. We said last night with James, we were just talking, and I mean, I'm totally confident in what Sidibe can do in his senior year. I'm almost not even worried about it, really. I mean, the fouling trouble is still there, but the skill, I don't know, something clicked. I mean, I guess it just happens. Like James said, it's cliche, but, you know, sometimes it just happens. I don't know. And he wasn't.
Honestly, I think the fouling trouble started calming down a little bit, too, because he wasn't even fouling out towards the end.
Yeah, and he wasn't playing against a bunch of slouches either, though. So it's not like you can look at the quality of opponents and be like, oh, well, we were playing, you know, whatever,
right,
non-conference
right. Even
stuff.
The last game against North Carolina, we straight, you know, we put the whoop on them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
there you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, that game was too bad. What did he do in that game? I have it right here, actually. Oh, my gosh, yeah, 17 points, 15 rebounds. Or no,
oh, yeah.
No, that
yeah,
was
like, he's
that
not
was
playing around right now. I think he's going to have a good senior year, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good. That I was wrong. It was 13 rebounds, 12 points. That was actually the other game against North Carolina. It's seven,
oh, the first game.
The first game was 17 points, 15 rebounds. But in the win, he's still 12 points, 13 rebounds. But I think I remember talking about that being like, man, Sidibe played his ass off and we got smoked still.
Yeah.
Right? So, anyway, well, all right, Alex. We appreciate you, dude. We appreciate the support, man. I know you're blood to Joe, but we still appreciate the support.
Oh,
you could
yes,
dog
sir.
Him like
I
Wes
bleed
does.
I bleed orange, man. I bleed orange.
I don't think Wes has listened to a single episode, so we appreciate it.
Definitely not.
I listen to all your guys' episodes, man. You guys are awesome, man. I love you guys.
All right, Alex. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks. Love
we'll talk
too,
to you
bud.
Later, bud.
All right, man. Have a good all one.
Right. You too. Later. Bye. All right, Joe, so back to the latest bracket that finished up. We finished up Silence of the Lambs, Private Ryan. Private Ryan moves on into the, what would it be? Sweet 16, whatever. Yep. Are we allowed to call it that? We can call it that, right? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Six seed Shawshank Redemption against three seed Goodfellas. Tyler said Shawshank Redemption is his favorite movie ever. Joe, what would you have?
I went Goodfellas.
I went Goodfellas too, man. It was kind of close, but Shawshank Redemption pulled it out on both Facebook and Twitter. So, and here was another one that was a tie on Twitter at 50%, which is the only way to tie in a poll.
There you go, buddy.
I'm telling you, like, you don't know. It's at 50%. So anyway, Toy Story and Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction has just been barely scooting by. And against a 15 seed the first time and a 10 seed now in Toy Story. Toy Story is a great one. My kids love it. I love Toy Story. But Pulp Fiction, man, back in the day. I mean, when you're in high school and, you know, you're watching Pulp Fiction, it's just a crazy movie with crazy happenings. And it's like, you know, it's one of those.
Yeah.
One of those weird.
Not everybody was in high school in the early 90s, Sean. So.
Yeah, I know. But anyway. Anyway, it is the 90s region. But which way did you go?
Toy Story.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow, I went Pulp Fiction. And it was Facebook that eked it out for Pulp Fiction. Again, just like Tommy Boy and Anchorman. So, yeah, that's that. So
I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Stop it. Stop it. Come on. But you've seen Reservoir Dogs?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Would you like Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
Then you would like Pulp Fiction. You like Jackie Brown? Did you watch that?
No.
With Samuel L. Jackson? No. I mean, he's in all of them, basically. You didn't, though, huh? You didn't watch Jackie Brown? Okay.
No.
You're a weirdo.
Why? Why?
Look, I got my list from you. Pulp Fiction needs to be on your list from me. Okay?
Okay.
I'm watching Tropic Thunder. I got Remember the Titans in queue.
Okay.
So, all right. Okay.
All right.
So
I'll put Shawshank right after that.
Yeah. So we were talking last night about, wait, you haven't seen Shawshank Redemption? Are you serious?
I don't even think I've seen half the movies that you picked on the 90s region.
Oh, well, no wonder you don't think it's that good. You haven't seen the damn movies yet. What a freaking idiot. Now you come out with that? Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
you're,
man,
so stupid.
I had to save face for the first couple of days, man. I was getting beat up too much. I thought it came out and started naming all these movies that I didn't know.
True.
It would have been the end of it.
That's actually true. I was talking with some guys at work, and, you know, they were telling me, I'm like, what are some good, like, Netflix things? Because you always hear the, like, these things come through Netflix, like, just, it's crazy. Like Don't F with Cats. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah, I heard that, yeah.
You've heard of it? You never watched it?
No.
So I started watching this thing. I couldn't stop. I mean, it was, like, it's crazy. It's a crazy story. But I heard about the Tiger King one? Yes!
Yeah, it's been all over the place.
Yes, I was told to watch The Tiger King. And so that's my next, I think that's my next, after I finish Tropic Thunder, watch Game of Thrones, watch Remember the Titans, I think it's going to be Tiger King. It's about this guy who has all these tigers. It sounds so stupid, but I guess it's not. I guess he's like putting hits on people, and there's like competitive tiger like breeding or something. I don't know. I have no idea. But this, as soon as they told me about it was everywhere. I saw it everywhere. I saw it on Facebook. I saw it popping up on Netflix. I never before heard of it until I went back that day and opened up, you know, Facebook or something, and it popped up. So anyway,
yeah.
You watch Ozark?
Let me know how it is.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to watch it.
You're not?
I didn't watch the cat one either. It was kind of disturbing.
Oh, you heard what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so here's the thing. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea. I just heard, I just saw people on Facebook talking about Don't F with Cats, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll try it out, I guess. I was just bored. And then when I found out what it was, I was like, whoa, what's going on? And then when I found out what they were doing, trying to find this guy, I was enthralled. That was it. It was done. But anyway.
Teach his own, man.
Yeah, well, they don't show anything.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, okay.
Just basically like a documentary, right?
Yeah, it's a documentary. Yeah. And you know, oh my gosh, you know what dropped today? March 27th. You know what dropped today? Do you know what dropped today?
No.
You love Jason Bateman, right?
Yeah, he's a good actor. Yeah.
I love him too. Ozark. Okay. Ozark season 3 dropped today.
Well, I don't watch that.
Oh my gosh, shut up, Joe. Are you serious?
Yeah. Like I said, I have plenty. I mean, this is going to be the time to possibly be able to catch up on some things that maybe I should have been watching, obviously, since there's no sports. So I mean, it's not like I'm going to sit down and binge watch crap, but instead of watching sports, it'll be a movie or a show. So,
oh, Ozark's worth it, bro.
I was thinking about going Last Kingdom, like you told me.
Oh, my gosh. You haven't seen that either?
No, I told you I didn't. You knew that.
Did Heather? Don't, did you say?
Don't
Heather
overreact.
Watched it?
We're on a podcast.
Did you say? Did you say Heather watched it?
She was watching. I don't know if she's watched or caught up.
Oh, okay. So you're not watching it with her? That's what real men do. They watch those things with their girl.
Oh my god! Here we go.
I mean, I'm just saying y'all should be either maybe she's the one that's in the wrong. She ain't wait for you. I don't know.
No, she's not in the wrong. Oh. I wasn't interested.
Oh, it's you.
You're I've watched a couple episodes.
So you started it? Or would you watch them halfway in to the season?
I wouldn't say that like watching like episode 5 and 6 is starting it.
Yeah. No,
I had no idea what was going on. Gosh. But I mean, there was enough going on to where it piqued my interest to where it looked.
Well, I meant
looks
to,
like I could get it done, right?
I meant to mention that to James, too, when we were talking about Game of Thrones, but he didn't seem like a Game of Thrones watcher. At least he didn't lead on, right? So yeah. I was just like, we'll explain this.
Like I said, I'm still trying to kind of fill that little sports void.
So you've been watching what?
Like I said, I told you the other night. I've been watching
Ocho.
Older replay games.
What's up, Yarn with Sean and Joe?
Hey, gentlemen. Top fan Joe P here giving you a call. How you doing tonight? Oh, yeah.
Well, we knew this was coming.
Top fan Joey.
I don't know. Is he a top fan, Joe? I'm not even sure.
Oh, I what better be.
Well, you better be. It's up to you, Joe. You make that happen.
Yeah, well, do I or do I not comment on everything and call in all the time? I better be a top fan.
Hold on. We got another one, too. There might be four of us on here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, crap. I don't think it works like that. I don't think we can do it. Oh, well. Well, you do. All right. Well, you got the floor, Joe. We'll give you the floor for a minute. So it's yours. Look.
I appreciate that.
Have you been... I know you had a couple problems with the seating, but we're not going to rake Joe too hard because he's been taking a beating pretty hard. So, I mean, he did...
that's why I was calling. I was going to call in pretty hard, Sean. But I gotta start like this. Can't you know talk to you guys without cracking a cold one, like you know, like my hero Joey G.
Oh, here we go. I appreciate it because I got the aluminum bottles tonight. I couldn't get it done.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. But yeah, no, I wanted to just touch base. Say I do really like the bracket, although the seating could use some work. Come on, Sean.
Wait, which one?
Okay.
There's people calling and I can't hear when they do. Wait,
Goonies is just way underseated.
Oh, Goonies might have been, that could be true. That's a possibility.
That's an atrocity. It's an atrocity.
True statement.
It's almost as bad as
Joe, you would,
being a
15, you would.
But.
Hey. You know, what was worse was keeping Dumb and Dumber out of it and forgetting about it. That's what was worse.
Right. But that's the thing is I'm surprised that the one that rhymes with Schmether Schmastic let that go.
Considering she loves that movie.
Right, that's her favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, never even came up.
Well, I did ask Joe. I did ask Joe if she helped seed, and he said no. So he took the blame for that.
Joe, don't let her off that easy.
She didn't help me seed. She helped me make the list.
Oh,
which again is it's weird that Dumb and Dumber wasn't on it. So,
Very much so. But yeah, no. But I'm really enjoying that. Really enjoying the polls. You know, I guess I didn't realize how much of my life revolved around sports until this coronavirus thing happened.
Yeah, that's 100% true, watching, Joe.
Oh, my God. I'm watching, like, I mean, the best day of my life so far was that Sunday when they did the Ocho.
that's come up a couple times.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about the slippery steps or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, dude, there was a thing called, fight juggling. Come on.
Fight guys, juggling?
These guys, like you're juggling, and you have to like make the other guy drop his stuff.
Oh, that sounds so easy.
Oh, but it was great. These guys are like walking across the stage, like kicking at each other and shit. Oh, it was great.
Sounds so easy. Oh. Yeah, if you can juggle, which is not easy.
I would just drop my stuff and just jab a dude. That's what I would do.
Again, comes from the same guy that has Castaway as an action film.
It's action adventure, Joe. Action adventure.
That's an adventure film.
Right,
that
exactly.
That is an adventure film, but I refuse to vote for Castaway because it beat The Lord of the Rings, and I'm a huge nerd.
Oh, dude. Joe G, shut up for a second. I was really upset about Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring losing. I could watch the Fellowship of the Rings on repeat. Like,
oh, me too.
I was so upset.
All three of those.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and The Hobbit, too. I mean, if you really want to get nerdy, I'll watch The Hobbit, too.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wasn't a huge fan of The Hobbit series, but I'll watch it because it's, you know, because I'm a nerd.
Right.
I tried getting into that Hobbit, and there was too much singing in that first one for
me. They turned like a 150-page book into a 12-hour,
right?
You know,
that's what I
extravaganza.
Like. They made stuff up and took it too far. I don't know, but yeah, the original three is where it's at for me. But you know, hey,
well, Joe,
you know, there's always next time when you guys do these.
Yeah, and we might do more. What do you think about Battle of the Bands? Fans pick the bands, though.
That'd be a good one. I was thinking TV shows would be another good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TV shows.
But we want to let the fans
either way
pick.
We're going to yeah.
So, you know, fans pick that way there we don't get freaking smothered and destroyed by people. So,
well, and hey, you know, now on one Syracuse note, I haven't heard anybody say this, but I have two questions. One, did Syracuse win their last
lacrosse championship?
No, this is basketball. Did Syracuse win the last game of the ACC tournament?
They did. Exactly. Right? Wait, Joe.
They're the ACC tournament champions.
I mean, I would say so.
did they lose in the ACC tournament? No.
No,
did they win the last game of the ACC tournament? Yes.
Did Duke even play in it?
Though.
Did Duke even play in the ACC tournament? Duke who?
That's not my problem. Syracuse won the last game of the ACC tournament.
Yeah, but I think there was.
Are you trying to say
flawless?
That they won the ACC championship.
They did. My logic is flawless.
I don't know if it's flawless,
so
but it, I agree with it.
Let's get the t-shirts made up.
I'm a little biased, though.
That means we would have been in the tournament.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, stupid coronavirus. What the hell?
Yeah. What was your number two? You had a number two?
No, both questions was, did they win the last game and did they lose in the tournament? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They didn't. So
that's true.
They won the tournament. That's how I look at it. My, you know, friends down here in Charlotte that are like Carolina and State fans, and they don't agree with me, but, you know, they're wrong.
They're wrong. What do you think about the transfers, Joe?
Yeah, exit question. God. Here we go. Because we got. I love you, Joe, but we got to move on. We got people calling and
hey,
and
understandable. Yeah.
Okay. So exit question out of the three transfers: Goodine, who is gone; Carey, who is in limbo; and Howard, who is in limbo, trying to find a place. Which one impacts the team the most? Which one do you hate to see leave the most? Those could be two separate answers. What do you got?
I think the one that impacts the team the most is going to be Howard Washington. Because I really thought he grew into being a leader, you know, with everything that he went through, with the stroke, with, you know, the injuries, all that stuff. And then to be able to come back from all that and still not leave Syracuse, I think it's surprising that he's transferring to me, but I understand if he's going to go home, you know, maybe to Buffalo and, you know, try to play there just to get the playing time that he wants, because, you know, he's going to be a fourth-year guy next year. And it's, you know, I can understand it, but I think he's a real leader on that team, and I think it's going to hurt the most that he's gone. And I don't like that Goodine left. I really liked him. I really thought he was going to turn into a really good player. I wish him nothing but the best, but I wish I would have seen what he could have done. But I mean, Boeheim going to Boeheim and not play more than six or seven guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of potential there.
Yeah. Right. I can understand why they're all leaving, but, you know, maybe Carey stays now that the other two are gone, or maybe, you know, Washington stays now that the other two are in the portal, you know, something like that. Who knows? But when you're giving Gerard and Boeheim, you know, 38 minutes a game, it's tough to get anybody to want to stay.
Yep, trying to win games. So what are you going to do?
Exactly.
All right, buddy.
All right, boys. Well, I will let you go. Thanks, man. And, you know, keep the good content coming. We'll see you soon.
All right, brother. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it.
Good night, guys.
All right, later. Yeah. Joe, you there?
Mm-hmm. I got to get another beer, though.
Hold on. Hello. Hello. Oh, my gosh. Like
what?
Like five calls came in during that time.
Really?
Yes.
Then maybe we should put on a...
Hold on, hold on. Hey, you're on with the Q's Militia. Who's this?
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Oh my gosh. Stop. Hold on, Joe. We got to just quit. Hold on.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Yo.
You there?
Yo.
What's up?
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. I cannot merge this call. F*** me. Hey, you're on with Sean and Joe. Who's this?
Oh boy!
Oh, I know who this is.
The water boy.
I am so I'm so sorry, bro. I saw you trying to chime in, man, and I thought I could answer multiple calls at a time, but I couldn't. So I'm glad you kept trying. Thank you for not giving up. So what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm all right.
This is the water boy for everybody who doesn't know already. Yeah. So
yeah, if you're on Twitter, you know who I am because I'm just on it 24/7, especially now with the quarantine.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, with the quarantine.
Yeah, I'm losing my mind, man. Without a gym to go to, I have 90 extra minutes every night, and I don't know what to do with it.
Well, you've got movie madness, bro. I mean, I know it only takes five of those 90 minutes, but hey.
Yeah, let's talk about movie madness. How drunk were you two when you came out of the scene for that puppy? My
hey,
God,
I admitted it.
Yeah, Joe admitted as much.
I'm coming up on being sober for 12 years. I don't push on anybody. I don't judge. But my God, man, I never drank to that point. Holy hell. And I did some stuff.
Well, look, okay, seriously. Fair enough, fair enough, and part of me completely agrees with you, because if you knew the situation, well, let me just explain, well, I'll explain my end, and I don't think I even mentioned this before, maybe I did, but what I did was is I looked for the most popular movies, and I got a list, and then I got a list of the movies I just liked, and I kind of squashed them together, and then seeded them based on how I rated them, basically, is what I did. So it's kind of opinion based.
You didn't just throw darts at a dartboard, like I kind of assumed. That's what it seems like.
No, I didn't, believe it or not.
You nerd, you put Empire Strikes Back and Fellowship of the Ring above Back to the Future. Are you kidding me? Back to the Future is literally the perfect movie. Dude, Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, a DeLorean. Almost accidental incest. What doesn't that movie have?
Almost accident. Hey, Star Wars has almost accidental incest as well. I mean, if that's your thing.
Come on, man. Amazing soundtrack, great theme music. Like,
it does have an amazing soundtrack.
It's a perfect movie.
I mean, look, since you've started raving about this thing, since you saw it as a four seed, which I think is fair, but I will say this, it is a great movie. And I've voted for it every time it's come up. Too.
Amazing.
Just for the record.
I love you boys doing a daily podcast because I've been out driving. Like, I've been listening to every one of them. I've got 9-10 hours to kill in the truck. And I think the other day you said something about, I forget what movie you're talking about, but you said there wasn't one thing you would change about it. It's exactly how I feel about Back to the Future. Not one thing you need to change about that movie.
It's pretty good.
Hey, just because it's a four seed doesn't mean it's not going to win.
Oh, you better believe I'm going to blast it out until it takes out everybody.
So look,
I might just start creating more Twitter accounts so I can just stack the ballot box.
Hey, and that's the thing. Have you been voting on Facebook too?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Cause you can vote at least twice.
Come on. You guys have seen me. I have no life. I don't have kids. I have so much free time. Like, it's ridiculous.
You're essential though. So you're working. How are you dealing with the whole, you know, city on lockdown stuff?
Yeah, essential. I mean, I basically deliver drums of oil and lubricants to you know, car repair places and a couple of factories. I don't know how essential you could call that, but
well, people got to drive.
I mean, it
right?
is what it is. I yelled at a guy the other day trying to grab my clipboard. I'm like, dude, just like, no, keep your distance.
6 feet.
I don't need to be around this.
6 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so, all right. Well, look, we've been asking anybody who calls this one question here. Out of the three, because we couldn't think of anything better because
there's been no sports.
Because there's been no sports and we have just not really put shows together. We more so just wung these shows. But out of, and you've heard that, you've heard it if you've listened, out of the three guys transferring from Syracuse, Goodine, Washington, and Carey, which one do you think affects the team the most and which one do you hate to see go the most? It can be two separate answers.
Okay, the one I hate to see go the most is definitely Washington. I love that kid for, you know, all the health issues he had, how he persevered through them, just seemed like a stand-up guy. Like, that one hurts me the most. He, up there with Dolezal, he was one of my favorites on the squad. Like, doesn't have to be the most impactful guy, but he was definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah,
and then
I
as
agree.
Far as who I think hurts the team is definitely Goodine. Like, I mean, that kid came in highly recruited. I thought he had a ton of talent. He looked amazing in the, what would they call it, the orange and white scrimmage that I went to. He, you know, he's amazing in the three-point contest. Had some good ups, threw down a couple dunks. But, you know, I just, it just sucks that he couldn't get more minutes. And, you know, I don't blame him for leaving. He saw the writing on the wall. Like, you're not breaking that 1-2 guard matchup with Boeheim and Gerard. So,
yeah.
I mean, I hope the best for him.
Yeah, I know. It just it sucks, though. I agree. You know, we get. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I was going to ask. No, I was going to change the subject. But
go ahead.
No, but I was going to ask him what he thought about this. Have you seen this stuff on social media about Paulus, Greg Paulus?
Do you want to do a buy sell or hold? Do you want to do a buy sell or hold,
so,
Tony?
Yeah, real quick, do you guys want to hear a personal story I have with Greg Paulus? I don't know if I've told you guys this once, but I had a pickup game with him.
I think I did hear this. Go ahead.
Okay, so, I mean, anybody can change. This was years ago. I think this was right before he was going to go to Duke. I was at the YMCA in Fayetteville playing pickup with a few guys. I didn't know Paulus was in the game playing with us. So he's coming running down court. He's got his purple CBA shorts on. Total arrogant douchebag. Now, people can change. I've changed a ton from quitting drinking. He may be a completely different guy now. But, you know, he's running his mouth about how good he is, always wants the ball, demanding it. You know, we're playing to 15, win by two. It's 14-12. Comes dribbling down the court. And he's like, I'm going to end it right here. I hear him say this. I switch off with the guy who's guarding him. He drives the lane. And I basically went like full WWE and just clotheslined him across the chest. Just put him right on his ass. Just to send a message.
Off the top rope or just so, like on the...
Oh, dude, I put him on his butt. Like, it was like full flagrant foul. Like, I tried to take his damn head off. Because I just... I don't know. I don't like stuff like that. Like just being a cocky dude. But
yeah,
like I said, could be completely different now. He was a young kid, senior in high school then. Who knows? But that was my one interaction with him.
Well, I used to be a gym attendant there, and used to play basketball there as well. And I'm glad I wasn't working when that was going on. So I'm sure he didn't take that too kindly.
Yeah, and it was funny because years later at the party, and I was talking to this dude who went to CBN and was actually friends with him. And he told us a story about how his father, like they'd all be over there on like a Friday night and they had a gym inside the house with a hoop. And his dad, like they'd be playing video games or something at 12:30 in the morning. And his dad would come in and basically yell at Greg and make him go shoot free throws, like 100 until he made 90 or something. Mm-hmm. So then like looking at that, I'm like, well, if your dad's like that, then I can't blame you too much for how you are in a way.
Oh, yeah. That family was full of athletes that were pushed to do that, you know. Brothers went and played at Georgetown for football, stuff like that. So they were all like that.
So, all right, here's the buy, sell, or hold, Tony. If you listened, you heard it. Buy, sell, or hold, Greg Paulus will be the next head coach of the Syracuse Orange basketball team.
Yeah, I'm going to sell on that unless, you know, Boeheim plays till he's 90 and I mean, you know, Paulus did an incredible job at Niagara. Like, you know, the coach base beeline basically leaves, what, like 6 days before the regular season? So I commend him on that. But, I mean, that's Niagara. He's a long way from getting to coach SU. He needs a couple, like, one or two Power Five jobs first.
Yeah, that climb's about a decade long of success.
Yeah.
And at least.
You know. Yeah, and people just, it's the hometown boy. I get the nostalgia with it, but like, yeah, I don't see that for a long time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I tend to agree with you. But you know how the rumor mill goes. Once you see he won an award for, you know, best first year head coach, yada, yada, yada. So hometown boy, and then, you know, it just spirals from there. But remember, he's a Dookie. So let's just keep that in the back of our minds. All right. Do you want to do a lightning round with us real quick? This is just the region that finished up. All we're doing is seeing how you voted, and then we'll let you get back to your Friday night, buddy, and we appreciate you calling in. All right. Christmas vacation, wedding crashers.
Oh, wedding crashers.
Okay.
Christmas vacation, but wedding crashers.
Okay. Christmas vacation one. Groundhog Day dodgeball.
Damn, these are tough, man. Groundhog Day is a classic. Love Bill Murray. Also love dodgeball. Oh, I'm going to say dodgeball one, but I want Groundhog Day.
All right. And Groundhog Day, your votes are not doing too good right now. Dodgeball one. Tropic Thunder versus Hangover.
Tropic Thunder, and you need to watch that movie.
I'm on it. I got 20 minutes left. 20 minutes
oh
left.
Oh, my God, amazing.
It's pretty funny.
They can never do that movie in 2020. They can never do that movie again.
I'm thinking the same exact thing that just came out of your mouth. Tropic Thunder lost to Hangover, though. Tommy Boy versus Anchorman.
Tommy Boy.
Okay, Tommy Boy won. Forrest Gump versus Braveheart. This one's tough.
Classics, but
this
one's tough. Forrest Gump. That might be the movie you're talking about, how you wouldn't change a thing. That's literally a perfect movie.
I mean, Forrest Gump's pretty good. Forrest Gump's pretty good. Forrest Gump won. Silence of the Lambs or Saving Private Ryan. This one's too easy.
Saving Private Ryan. Love Tom Hanks.
Yep, absolutely. Shawshank Redemption versus Goodfellas.
Oh, Goodfellas.
Yeah, I went Goodfellas. I went Goodfellas too. So did Joe. Shawshank won. Toy Story versus Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
such an odd matchup.
Great. Yeah, two different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I want Pulp Fiction, but I'm going to say Toy Story won.
Pulp Fiction won, eked out another one. They eked out one as a two seed. They eked out one against a 15. They eked out one against a 10. So they're the Cinderella story right now.
They're not the Cinderella story. They're a two.
Yeah, and they're a two. I'm sorry.
They're getting primed to get bounced next round. That's what they're getting ready to do.
Yeah, it's going to be Pulp Fiction, Shawshank Redemption.
With a ball, you give me a gimp with a ball gag, and I'm in. Let's go.
All right. Well, on that note, Tony, we appreciate you, dude. Listen. Right here, right now, I appreciate you, your support for the show and us, and just the especially the support on social media and the interaction, dude. There's no one like you. We love you, and keep it coming. And hopefully, there's a football season, which is ridiculous to even contemplate right now. But we'll have you on and doing some things under the dome for us. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and real quick, speaking of support, for those who are listening and haven't seen it, the ACC, like greatest of all time tournament, everybody get on, flood those votes, vote for Melo and Pearl. The fact that Pearl is a 13 seed is so criminal, it makes me sick.
Yeah, we've been sharing them, so just keep tagging me in them, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later, man. Take care.
All right, buddy. Guys, stay safe.
All right. See
you. Yep, you too.
Later.
Peace.
All right, well, Joe, I think that's going to do it. Calls have died down.
Yeah.
Sorry for everybody who called in while we were on calls. I've got to figure out how to either merge all these calls or be smart enough to write the number down and call you back or something. But so sorry about that. But the calls died down. And that was fun, though. You know. But hey, once we figure it out, Joe, I think it'll be a little bit better. But and I love Joe P. And I love Waterboy, and I love Alex, but we kind of know all those guys. I want to hear from the. I mean, we got enough listeners where I think you know we could pull some different opinions in, which would be great. But that does not that does not mean to Tony, Joe, and Alex don't call in. It just means we want more of you to call in, and it's not easy. That's why we don't do these shows very often. It's not easy to do. And we're not a national syndicated radio show, so anyway. But we appreciate
it. Well, and what do? We put it out. We put a message out on social media and hope that somebody sees it in that one and a half hour window that we're doing it. You know, sometimes 2 hours.
So. This one 1 hour. Yeah. So And we're on that. We're on with each of them for about 10 minutes. So, but we appreciate all you guys that called in. We appreciate, even if we didn't get to you, we appreciate everybody who's taken the time this week to listen. Look, this is something Joe and I have wanted to do for a long time and never really had the opportunity to do it. And had the basketball season been going on, probably wouldn't even have thought about it.
No.
So it's been fun. I think we're going to take the weekend off. We'll reevaluate. We'll see what we come back with. But it's been a great week, you guys. For a hell week at work, it was great.
Keep
voting. The polls are going to keep coming. For a bad week at work, for me anyway, it was great coming on here and just having a blast with Tyler and all those guys, Tyler and James and all of you. So we appreciate it. Thanks to LinkedIn. Thanks to all of you again. Thanks to James on guitar. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.